Today we'll be Ezra Hashem learn Dav Tzadik Gimel Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara discusses three topics. First, we conclude our discussion from the previous Dav about Shnayim Shasua, two people who do a single Malacha together. The Gemara will outline the source in the Psukim for each of the three opinions of the Tanoim as to when the two people are Chayiv and when they are Pater. Next, the Gemara debates whether Misayeh Yesh B'Mamish or Im B'Mamish. Do we consider a supportive role to be as if it is doing the action, or do we consider it to be inconsequential since the job could be done without it? Finally, the Mishnah at the end of the Daf teaches the rule that when carrying an Iker and Tuffel, a primary item together with a secondary item, we view it as if only the primary item is being carried. For example, if one carries food in the utensil or a live person on a bed, one is not chayav for carrying the utensil or bed, since it is clearly secondary to the food or the person. Some of the important concepts in this daf include Yachid she'asa b'hiras beis din. There is a machlekes whether an individual who sins based on the ruling of the Sanhedrin brings a karmachatis for his sin. Thomas Medras, when a tame such as a zav, zava, nido, or yeledes puts their weight on something, even if not directly touching it, the item becomes tame with a tuma called medras. Chatzitza is an interposition of any sort. The context in our Gemara will be in something that interposes between the feet of the Kohen and the floor of the Azar, which would invalidate his Avodah. Dalet Vehe refers to the requirement to pay either 4 or 5 times the value, depending on the type of animal, for stealing and then either selling or slaughtering the animal.